And so she got a credit card with $5,000 on it.
Rad. They send them in the mail all the time.
But for somebody on welfare, that's pretty
good.
No, but
they still do. I mean, I'm on food stamps, and I get at least three times a week that someone is offering me credit.
Wow. So she, she took this $5,000 and she invested it in Marie Forleo, who has a $2,000 program that teaches you all about running a kind of an information-based business online.
Huh. Selling information.
Yeah, blah, yeah. Blah, blah. So, yeah, sure. Which is digital content, things like that, which is what I, you know, that's my model. So, anyway, she did that, and she bought the programs that she thought were most necessary.
She invested in herself.
And what made me think about it and lead it in was that, okay, she, when she was in her teens, she promoted punk rock concerts.
Oh, rad.
In Southern California. So she knew how to create community.
Sure.
And promote. And then she had been doing some things online where she was working for a company that she led webinars. And so webinars were her strength. She went...
What was her background in? Can I ask? What she do? Did she go to college or was she a self-made woman?
I believe she's self-made.
But then how does that work? How can you have the expertise to, say, run a webinar if you don't necessarily have... Because, like, even I would be... I consider myself, like, a sort of expert in a couple things, but I'd still be, like, really wary about sharing my information just because, I mean, someone really wants to listen to my information.
So what she learned... this is how she teaches us to be gutsy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be... So an expert, and how we defined experts... It's a generational thing. Remember, she just turned 30.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so it's a generational thing. So, you know, people in, you know, from the, you know, 60s, 70s, you know, we think experts, you know, in 80s, we think experts, oh my God, you have to have a PhD. I mean, when even 20 years ago, when I came here and I thought, oh my God, I don't know enough. Do I have to go back for a PhD? And it was like, no, you don't need a PhD. You just need to get out there and start sharing.
Right.
And so what she did was she knew about PicMonkey. No, and she learned all the technology. So PicMonkey is a graphic program that is really incredible, and it's an online program, so it's free. You can go up there and you can create your graphics. And if you look at Facebook and social media and you see these graphics and you see like a picture and then writing on top of it, so
A meme.
Yeah, so PicMonkey and Canva are two programs that you can use. And so she just got on a webinar. She learned how to do the technology of a webinar, and she got on and taught about how to use PicMonkey.
Gotcha.
And it was, they flocked. And I actually flocked to the PicMonkey, and I was I think it was two or three of her first webinars I was on. I was like, oh man, I said, you know, this chick is something else. But the reason I got on it was because I had just been taking a blogging course, and they said you need to have PicMonkey. And when she said she would have a PicMonkey graphic, and nobody was teaching how to do PicMonkey,
right,
she put it out there on Facebook and bought a few ads, and she ended up having people come to the site.
She bought the Facebook ads. What do you think about Facebook ads?
Okay, that's how she made her business. Okay,
she made her business through Facebook ads?
Facebook ads and webinars.
Wow.
And a Facebook group. Now,
wow.
When I joined her group, Freedom Hackers, there was less than 1,000 in the group, right?
Uh-huh.
And that was 18 months ago. Now, there are over 25,000 in her group.
25,000 in a group?
Yes.
That's the thing.
She has been featured on Business Insiders. She's been featured in Forbes.
Wow.
She's all the biggies. She's moved her family from California to Manhattan and she spends $8,000 a month for an apartment in Manhattan.
Wow. And 2 years ago, she was on
welfare.
Well, she was on when you say welfare, do you mean she's just on food stamps, or was she like on super
government
assistance?
Had a job, and
they had two kids, so they were eating the government cheese.
So
and more.
Last January, I kind of hit the wall with actually, I have a coach. You know about that. I have a business coach, but my goal was to create an online business, and speaking and throwing events, and I've been an event planner for 10 years in special events, weddings and parties and things like that. But also I started my career doing workshops and seminars teaching stress management and going from town to town with that.
I need help with that. I definitely need help with stress management. The biggest thing that I have with stress management is that everything's great until someone like challenges me in a certain way. Like everything's great and my stress is totally normal until one person doesn't just like kind of follow the program and like challenges me a little bit, and then I just can't. It's like impossible for me to express to them without losing my without like just being like, why aren't you just getting it? Like just jump on board. And then I get really, really stressed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So in November, I had Ava Angvert Heron come on the show, and she's a somatic therapist. And what
Do you have to do with nighttime? Soma,
it has
sleep?
To body.
Body, soma, body. Okay.
And what she taught is what she calls the stop, drop, check.
Huh.
Technique. Now, I used to have a lot of problems with anger and anger management, and you know, losing it, and feeling like if somebody challenges me, it's like, oh, I don't know what, you know,
right.
and a lot of stuff. But it's really come under control. Well, it's gone actually. Since I have worked a little bit with Ava with this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what's really interesting about this is that it's not about your emotions. It's about some kind of connection trigger point that's connected in your your internal computer system.
Sure.
Because I see the mind as like, you know, the computer, you know, and
definitely.
Whatever. So the stop, drop, check system kind of works on reprogramming, you know,
sure.
or de...
Right. It's almost like cognitive behavior therapy, where when you're experiencing the feeling that is intense, you sit with it rather than...
Yeah.
Changing it, you sit with the emotion and deal with it, and then say to yourself, is it really like, what am I at now? Is it a 10? Is it a 7? Is it a 2?
But this is different.
Okay.
You don't sit with the emotion. You check where you check where it is in your body.
Okay.
So you're not having a conversation with the emotion, well, you know, what are you, blah, 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 blah. You're just sitting and you're like, oh, I'm noticing I've got like, there's somebody, you know, like stabbing me in the back.
Right, right, right. There could be tension in like your left shoulder,
you know,
or it could be like your uterus or something, or my
stomach might do, you know, start gurgling or
right.
whatever it is.
Sure.
But just to sit with that and to breathe with that and just to sit with it.
Sure. What if you don't have time to sit with it because it's happening right now? Do you just tell the people like, hey, I need a second?
Probably. Or and it's certainly what usually happens then is that it's like, and you just did it. You stopped breathing.
Right. And that's the death of everything, right? That's where all the stress really comes from, is when you stop breathing.
Yeah,
so, I gotta breathe.
Yeah, so Kimra, I'm going to be hosting a Blab with her on Friday. On Blab. And now what I did right before I came to the station today, and I didn't have time to test it, so I'll test it tomorrow, is they have an embed code from Blab to your WordPress site.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it goes right onto your...
So I'm going to have it right on the blog.
That's great.
You create a blog post. You put the embed code in there. When it's time to do the show, you do the show, but they can see it and participate from your website.
That's amazing.
So you can bring people to your website. That's a Blab.
Right.
And when it's finished, it's there.
What does Blab get out of it? It's a free platform.
Do they
put ads? Are there like ads for Bangladeshi clothes on the side of your Blab? Or do they?
I don't see any ads. I think that they're out there to be bought.
Ah, I
see. Sort of like YouTube didn't start as Google YouTube, right?
Just started as YouTube.
YouTube, right? Yeah. And then somebody bought it.
Right.
And then
now there's ads everywhere.
Well, so somebody bought Periscope, right?
Right.
Now, I don't know if... I don't think that Twitter owns Blab, but I'm not, you know, sure. So for this year, for marketing, online marketing, what is starting, the statistics are showing, is that you don't have to go through all these sales funnels and all this complicated hoo-ha. You just jump on Facebook has, you know... And I'm going to try that tomorrow, too, because Facebook now, you can just start having your live video from Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's one of those things where, and we use it for the station because it's a free platform, and I love things that are free because we can't afford anything else. It's great, but it also, it's the same thing as, like, my Hotmail account. It lends an air of inauthenticity because everyone can use it. You know what I mean? It's like, everyone's like, you run your business with Facebook? And I do. People look at me at that all the time. But for the station, they're like, so how does it work? And I'm like, you know, the majority of my downloads, since I don't use the RSS feed because we didn't have it for so long, the majority of the downloads from Pamtastics come from Facebook. So that's how I pass around. That's why I have 32,000 downloads a month. It's all Facebook. And it delegitimizes you somehow. But also it's like, it's free. I think people poo-poo Facebook. People look down.
Not in the business community.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Because here's the other thing that happens is that, you know, the groups are amazing. So she had under 1,000. Now she has 25,000 people in her public group. She is now in this big launch. She only launches once a year for her program. Her program now is 2,200. Mm-hmm. And she lets you join for $200 a month. So she tries to make it affordable for people.
$200 a month. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if you have a business or if you're in corporate, you know, so a lot of her clients are, and what she really works on, is training you the technology to have an online business and how to, you know, do what she does. The name of her program is called Be True Brand You. Uh-huh. So not everybody's going to be a Kimra. Right. You know, not everybody is looking to run a multi-million dollar business, which now she's probably going to sell 1,000 of those into her program this year.
Wow.
There were 450 or so of us last year.
That's amazing.
I mean, I joined last year. Now, the other thing that she does that a lot of these course providers don't do is you pay her once, and then you're an alumni, and then you get everything for life as long as she does it. So we're going through it again the next year.
Yeah.
All redone, all new, and all the technology is updated.
That's nice of her.
She's
caring about your client.
Yeah, so she really cares, but I have watched her come from, you know, she was like, you know, this California punk rock surfer chick,
right,
kind of thing, to now she's in New York, and you can see like her clothes and style. It's still her, but you can see how she's moving into another phase.
Sure.
But she's in that Facebook community, both the free ones, so you can get a lot of good valuable information for free in Freedom Hackers.
Sure.
Facebook community, and then we have the private community to her students, but she has grown her staff and all of that.
See, so. I'm a terrible person. I'd be like 25,000 people in a group, man. I wouldn't spam it, but I'd put excellent information about Mutiny Radio all over that.
Well, you can't in hers either.
No, I'm sure you can't.
Because what she does, but you can put information about Mutiny Radio in there on a specific day in a specific post.
Gotcha.
And that's how you keep, because it's,
if oh, there's a I get real spammed all the time. When I get tagged for someone's stupid sunglasses ad, oh man, that's what makes me hate Facebook. I'm like, don't troll around my 3,000 friends just because I'm and put your stupid ads. The only ads that need to be on my page are for Mutiny Radio and the Community
well,
Radio Comedy Festival.
I think you can actually do that.
I have to untag people. I like to keep, and that's the other thing. Facebook's such a weird thing. I like to keep my Facebook public because I'm primarily using it for comedy and for promotion. I don't use my Facebook to keep in touch with friends. I use Facebook to directly
so
market
do a lot
my
of other,
comedy shows.
Okay,
to,
so I don't really use it for friends either. And there's a lot of different things about Facebook. But this group, so you should check out Freedom Hackers Facebook group in Facebook, and then go into her the rules and regulations, and you'll see, and she'll tell you I was on another blab with her a couple of days ago, and she said it's actually the rules that we have and we stick to it. We don't, you know, is why the group is so valuable and why it's grown, and the people that are in there are like, this is the best information. Free.
That's great.
Right now. Now, Chris Brogan started a group a couple years ago, and his group was free, and it was really good. But it didn't, you know, but hers is better.
I mean, right on.
You know, so anyway.
Ladies,
so let's get
yeah, come on.
Back
come on, I'll just tell everybody before I get out of here, just go to MutinyRadioComedyFestival.com. Meet the new comics, the comics from out of town. We just, like I said, we had Jamie Pierce from New York call in. I'm really excited. Brian Plum, this great comedian, is coming in from Massachusetts. He's so excited. We're going to have actually an early show on Tuesday at Brainwash that'll have Jesse Mundy all the way from Texas and Wednesday Weiss out of Portland and then Brian Plum. And those are, I mean, it's going to be a great week. Buy your tickets in advance just so that we have an idea of how many people are coming. But it's you know, free speech and great art and keeping this place alive is you know, really important, especially in San Francisco when small artistic hubs are dying every day. And we're trying to stick around.
Yeah, so that is going to be March 2nd through 6th.
It's exactly 2 weeks from today. So if I don't have a nervous breakdown in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be incredibly exciting.
Well, you
for everyone involved. My poor boyfriend, he is just like so supportive, and I am just an absolute nightmare to be around right now. But it's one of those things where it's in place, it's in motion. It's either going to be wildly successful or it'll be not as wildly successful as I like. And I mean, the only... I don't think it can fail, only because having all of these comics fly in from out of town and providing them with housing.
Okay, can
with
you
shows.
Get them to they are from out of town. However, they may have broader reaches.
Well, everything is on podcast and you can listen to it live streaming. So although we don't get any profit from that, we at least get, you know, everyone in Massachusetts can listen to Brian Plum because they can download the podcast of all the shows after, or they can stream it live during the festival. So we're really making it accessible to everybody.
Well, it'd be really great if they would all share it on their Facebook.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And so, and our location is 2781 21st Street in the Mission District of San Francisco. Again, again, that website
is mutinyradiocomedyfestival.com.
And Pam-tastic, thank you so much for jumping on
and having a chat.
Teaching
me, and the meditation today was great.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so maybe we have a little music in here for a little music break. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to give you a little bit of little more information about Blab.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Yehudit Steinberg, and I'm back. So Pam Tastic and I were talking about a number of different things, and I have a new segment, is the event of the week. And I am so excited to host Kimra Luna, my online biz mentor and friend, on a very special blab this Friday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific, 2:30 Eastern, and 7:30 GMT. And you can access that blab if you go to blab.im/thinkgrowlove. Again, that is blab.im/thinkgrowlove. She is discussing how to grow a super engaged Facebook community. I have watched her Freedom Hackers community, Facebook community, grow from less than 1,000 to over 25,000 fans. Well, they're not called fans, they're members of this free group that she is in every single day. She's always in there, and so are a number of other people, and that has grown in 18 months. This is going to be great, and what I suggest you do is, you, if you want to hear it, it's blab.im/thinkgrowlove. Click subscribe so you won't miss it. If you click subscribe, they will let you know when it's time for it to air. So that's our event of the week. And now on to another segment, new segment in our Femme Business Hour. And this particular segment is called Yehudit's Daily Dump. And these are rantings from the annals of Facebook groups. So if you haven't figured it out, I love Facebook groups. Facebook groups, I have learned so much about how to run my business. And I've just launched ThinkGrowLove.com, which is my new WordPress website, which I built myself, and my graphic designer, Steven Dixon, he's amazing, and with also the consulting from Image and Branding Consulting from David Sank, who was interviewed on the show about a month ago, and also happens to be my wonderful son. So at any rate, each week I'm going to read a message or two from my daily diary of posts of, as what I call myself, a striving infopreneur. Okay, so maybe some of you do not know what that term infopreneur is. You know what an entrepreneur is, but an infopreneur is somebody who specializes in creating digital content and selling it online. There'll be inside scoops of the stories that no one really talks about, what it's like to be an aging hipster trying to keep up with all the new and greatest ways to build and maintain a passive income online, the real uncensored stories of a daily life, a day in the life, right? So this week, this week I have a few posts here, and let's see. So I've been testing Blab. I've been and I plan on being on Blab, having a regular show on Blab all the time. So I need to get on it. So I got I was testing it out, and this is kind of what happened. So every piece of software seems to have a learning curve, and some of them are easier than others. And when you, it's easy to get on the Blab to be a participant and to comment in the, you know, to add comments that you can figure out. When you actually are, you can be a guest, and that's not too difficult to get in and be one of the four participants and talk. But when you actually are going to host, then there are some things that are not that obvious. And the only way that you can figure it out is to go live on Blab. And it's a little scary, especially for an introvert like myself. Here you are, you're live, you're on camera, and you're fidgeting around, and you can't find this, you can't find that, and you may. So, but I assure you that if you really want to learn it, you go through a few little bumps and a few little bleeps, and you can get to the other side. So this is what happened. This is the post, and here we go. So a colleague of mine, Gracie Ruth, and I were on Blab the other day. She had her show, and over 100 people showed up. She had her show with Kimra was on there. And she had a few tech glitches that were really weird. So Blab is definitely a frontier. Gracie was on a few minutes early, like you should be, to test the lighting and the camera. When it was showtime, another person showed up and told her that she was in this other girl's show, but Gracie was on in her own show. At the same time, Kimra was knocking on the door. Well, you knock to get into one of the seats, and Kimra was a guest to come in, and a few minutes to keep Gracie had to take a few minutes to keep her wits about her. She figured out how to get both her and Kimra on the show. When I showed up at the show, the room was full and Kimra was doing great, and they had worked out the technical glitches, but they had about 5 minutes of technical glitches. So I'm hoping that on Friday that I can avoid that. Not exactly sure what happened, but it sounds like it was on the Blab side that they had two shows in the same feed, and so they had to figure that out. The second thing, so I am number two. I am interviewing Kimra this week and want to be sure I am comfortable with the technology. So Gracie was so gracious to come on with me. I had problems too. I logged in and there is a box that appears on the screen to choose the camera and the mic you are going to use. But it didn't show up on my screen, and I got into the room and there was this really weird picture that was supposed to, where my face was supposed to be, and Gracie and I couldn't figure out what that picture was. After about 10 minutes of doing some digging, we got that settled. Gracie and I had a great chat for about 30 minutes, and all is good. And now, here's the really important part. I feel so much better using Blab. I am more familiar. It's been my fourth time, and so or so on Blab in the hot seat, and two times hosting, and I'll continue to do more and more. So the moral of the story is get on, try it, fall down, get back up, just like learning how to walk. You know, nobody ever started to walk the first time they were up and just ran across the room. Well, maybe somebody's done that, but a lot of us get up and fall down and then figure it out. And that's what you have to do with the technology. And there you go. So I had another experience with technology this week. And this is my super tip. Once you start recording and saving files, the storage issue and file saving becomes a big issue. So people aren't really talking a lot about if you're going to be an infopreneur and you're going to create courses and classes and you're going to run a webinar or any type of live video, and you're going to save that live video. And if it's saved on your computer, you will soon run out of space. So you need to figure this out, because once your computer starts to run out of space, then you could be in the middle of a webinar, recording a show or whatever, and have it just stop because the memory has run out. So this is what I learned. You want to pay attention to keeping the cache files on your computer cleared once a week. Take your working files from your editing software, ScreenFlow, GarageBand, and put them on the cloud or an external hard drive, especially if you are working with a Mac Air or some computer not specifically built to handle large video files. And so I have a server. I have a Mac server that has backup, and on that Mac server I have backup just for my video and photo files there, so they're backed up twice. And I also have an external hard drive for my Mac Air as well. And so that's probably my big tip, is that if you plan on recording a lot of content and you're going to need to have probably at some point upgrade your computer, which I'm now looking at getting an iMac that has a lot of that is built for being able to do graphics and video recording. So there you have it. Thank you. Well, it's Yehudine Steinberg back on Think Grow Love, and our show is starting to come to a close. And we will be back next Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. and every Wednesday here at mutinyradio.fm. And I, so if you like what you're hearing, then consider joining our Facebook community group. There you can stay up to date with shows coming up. And like I said earlier in the show, we're going to be having some blab shows. I have some great people lined up that are going to be teaching. They're going to be mini courses. So I have Kim Raluna on Friday that I've mentioned. I'm going to mention that again. And that's going to be at 11:30 a.m. on blab.im/thinkgrowlove. You can go there and subscribe, and they'll let you know about the show. Now, it's really, really simple. The show's name is Think Grow Love Radio. So our website is thinkgrowlove.com. So if you go to thinkgrowlove.com/podcasts, you will be able to find the information. But really, the Facebook community group, I'm in the group. We have after stories and things like that. And I encourage you to join the group so you can stay connected and get a chance to learn about all the things that we are doing. And it's going to be rolling out now. I've been in the background creating the website and some of the other technical things and getting us up on iTunes and those sort of things. And that is about that. Oh, yes. So Monday, John Scotland, who is a friend of mine who lives in Liverpool, England, who is doing some work down in Bali, he's going to be on a blab with me. And John's a really cool guy. And he's a professional videographer. And what he is going to do is show us his bag that he packed his video gear, his pro gear, in one little bag. And his camera is, well, I guess you have to come and see, but I think it's an iPhone. And all the gadgets that he has that attaches to his iPhone. And that is how he is doing his video while he is in Bali. And he's secured a special room and a room with a view. I saw a picture earlier of him sitting by the rice paddies in Bali working that day. So that I can't wait. And on Tuesday, we're going to learn all about the steps to creating our sales funnels. So this is a lot of tech. Those of you that are interested in that, and I hope there are some of you listeners out there that are, because this show is definitely going to get into the technical side as well as some of the other mindset and meditation and great music from now and then. So that kind of brings us to a close, and I want to end with an inspiration about gratitude. Gratitude is one of the many positive emotions. It's about focusing on what's good in our lives and being thankful for the things we have. Gratitude is pausing to notice and appreciate the things that we often take for granted, like having a place to live, food, clean water, friends, family, even computer access. It takes a moment it's taking a moment to reflect on how fortunate we are when something good happens, whether it's a small thing or a big thing. Gratitude doesn't just feel good. Making a habit of gratitude can also be good for us. Like other positive emotions, feeling grateful on a regular basis can have a big effect on our lives. Brain research shows that positive emotions are good for our bodies and our minds and brains. And so as we close Think Grow Love Radio on this note of gratitude, and I want to wish you all a week filled with passion, purpose, and profit. This is Yehudit Steinberg, thanking each and every one of you for showing up and listening to our show today. And don't forget to go on over to our Facebook community group and sign up. It's free. And I'd love to see you there and chat with you and hear your comments and all that good stuff. So that web address is facebook.com/groups/thinkgrowlove. So in conclusion, I am grateful for all the loving and caring people in the world, the unsung heroes, the not so famous, but oh, so generous, kind, and compassionate. They give me hope for a better day, a day when all brothers and sisters can live in harmony and are able to handle our differences with grace and civility, a day when we handle our problems. To the sky.
Like, in my head, I didn't know if I was a good person or not. Like, I didn't know that, like, maybe I should have just been like, nah, I can't hook up with you. I have standards, but I don't really have standards, you know? I don't. For some reason, they put, like, a lock on Tinder. You were talking about Tinder earlier, right? Doesn't it suck that they have a lock now? You can only like so many people at a time? They do, without paying. And I run that shit dry every time. I'm just swiping. Like, I fuck all types of women. Big, small, fat. Sometimes dudes, you know, just anything that's just pretty easy. You know what I'm saying, Freeman? Yeah. It's a good time. Man. I like getting with white women, too, now that I'm older, because they start to realize that, like, our stereotype is, like, the big dick thing, which comes in handy for sometimes, but not all the time, because my dick isn't big at all. It's pretty small, so I'm, like, disappointing a lot of girls at a time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's pretty tough. So, but, let me see. White girls, my penis, pretty ass nigger, Martin Luther King. Those are my jokes for tonight, guys. Have a good night.
Mike Evans Jr., listen to Old Soul Radio. Sunday nights, 10 to midnight. We have time for one last comedian, and we're going to get him in. Here we go, everybody. And then everybody should stay tuned for FTW, Forever Two Wheels. I've been telling small children on the street, four wheels bad, two wheels good. And every time he sees a motorcycle, I'm like, motorcycles are cool, aren't they? And they are. So you guys should download FTW as well as Joke Workshop. Your last comedian of the night. Put your hands together, everybody. It's Ian Levy.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys, for hanging out and staying and stuff and listening to my jokes. I work in the food industry, and that's not very healthy because honesty is important to me. And I feel like there isn't really anywhere that's more dishonest than the food industry, because you have to, no matter what anyone says, you know, whenever they're like, oh, how's your day going? You just automatically have to say, oh, my day's good. How's yours? And it doesn't matter, because it would be nice. Like, I got to go to France for a little while, and it was nice because they're more honest there. So if you go into like a little cafe or something and go like, oh, hey, can I have a croissant? They'll be like, do what you want, you're going to die alone. And I'm like, okay. So once I want to do it that way. And you know, when someone says, how's your day going, I want to start with the sigh, because that's how only people who start their sentence with a sigh are telling the truth. If they're like, oh, you know, my day is good, then you know they're probably lying. But if like, let me tell you something. So just once, when someone says, how's your day going, I want to say, you know, to be honest, not so good. I'm feeling kind of hungover because I was drinking too much last night. I was drinking too much last night, and I'm not sure how I'm going to pay my rent next month because I keep spending all my money on booze because I have a problem. And I keep turning to alcohol because my ex is getting engaged, and I've never felt more alone in my life. Was that a soy chai latte you had? Do you want to, was that, yeah. Thanks. But I think also you can't, it's not just a matter of you not being able to tell the truth, it's the customers, you have to just kind of take their crap, basically, their, whatever they say. And it's weird to me, the kind of, the things, the people, how they pick their battles. Where I used to, there's the cafe I work at, when you order food, because there's like a whole menu, you get free bread with anything, right? Free bread with whatever, if you get a real meal. And there was this group of women that came in one day, and one after another, you know, they came up to me and I said, oh, what kind of bread do you want? And they said, no bread, no bread, no bread, no bread. And it got to the last lady, and she like got in my face and was like, I don't even eat bread. And that's, you know, there's like a lot of problems with the world. So why get angry about that one? You know, like, what is her life like? Is she waking up in the morning and turning on the news? It's like, you know, a drone strike today killed 4 children in a hospital. You know, change the channel, and then it's global warming is causing hurricanes in Haiti. And then once again, another policeman, a white policeman, has killed a black man and is not going to be indicted. And then she changes the channel, and it's like, someone wants to sell you bread. And she's like, ah, fuck that shit. That's my battle. That's where I'm fighting. Okay, so I think I decided once to finally make a stand for it. And this did actually happen at the cafe I was working at. These two women came in, and they were talking about anti-vaccine. They were anti-vaccine and said, you know, they were both talking about how vaccines are really a problem and no one should get them. And that kind of bugged me. And I just told them straight out. I said, I'm actually pro-vaccine. And to make an argument, one of the women said, do you have any children? And I said, no, I don't have any children, but I also don't have polio. So, you know what? I think I'm pretty good on the vaccine stuff. Okay, guys, thanks a lot.
Yay! Yay! that's the end of the Joke Workshop. Thank you guys for being here. Stay tuned next for FTW, Forever Two Wheels, and the Fish song, David Bowie, because it's my favorite David Bowie song. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Insomnia, anxiety, stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea, and can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
I'm gonna guess waffles.
Yo, that is incorrect. Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives to smoking.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby.
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to